So yeah, I got the power supply, and see, Sunday, yesterday, my wife and I, we drove to East Lansing to meet with her son and husband and wife. They live in Grand Rapids, so we met halfway in East Lansing for lunch for a few hours to visit. And then today, again, we got busy. We went with a couple of friends of ours. We spent the better part of the afternoon in Frankenmuth today, and had lunch or dinner. Actually, it was kind of a late lunch, early dinner kind of thing in Frankenmuth. And we just got home about an hour ago, and that was pretty full day. And also too, tomorrow night, I believe there's a lunar eclipse. It starts about 8:40 p.m. Eastern time, and it peaks about 10:45 Eastern time. The unusual thing about this one is this lunar eclipse is that the moon is going to be closer to the Earth in its elliptical orbit around the Earth. It's going to be closer to the Earth, so it's going to be slightly larger. And I think it may be a more amber, orange kind of moon, you know, a little more red because it's because of the dust in the air and everything. So we'll see. So we're not supposed to be getting rain for the next few days, so it should be a clear night to see a lunar eclipse tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's it for my time. Send it back for the 73 rounds. Until then, this is NAEUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I read that, I think, on the space weather today. Okay, let's I'll make a fast break here. This is WEDW, Second Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. And I got Mike, KD8MMH, you're up, and stand by Minnie. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, W8DW, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. One quick announcement. Reminder to everyone, this coming Saturday is the annual Savara Club Auction. We'll start at noon out at Harry Brown Airport Conference Room. We'll have the doors open by 11 or so, probably, so we can get the items set up on the table and get a chance to look over what's going to be auctioned off at noon. I'll also send a reminder out, email reminder, probably tomorrow or Wednesday, reminding everyone about it. Also put a little note in there, too, Ron, about your project build after the auction for the coax tester. I'll include your email and number there in case anybody wants to register for that and let you know that they want to build a coax tester as well. Other than that, yep, like Tom said, went up to the Ogemaw Aranac amateur radio swap meet up in West Branch. Actually, it was kind of closer to St. Helen, but had a good time up there. Tried to sell a couple of the bigger radios that we got from the estate back in May, but didn't have any luck on that. But I was lucky I did end up winning one of the door prizes, a $50 ARRL gift card. So other than that, that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go around 2 days, so you can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you Saturday out at the airport for the auction. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, and I picked up a 25 amp power supply from Emmett for that I'll be bringing out to the auction. Also, I got to go through some stuff here and see what I got that I'm gonna bring out, but. Sammy Tracy, have a good one, and we'll catch you down the long. Minnie, KDAPAZ, stand by Rick. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Sounds like everybody's been out camping or having a good time anyway. And, Ron, you talk your wife to hopefully everything. As well tomorrow, so anyway, I'm not doing much, just sticking around home. This is KD8PAZ, back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Benny. 70, or we'll catch you on a 73 round there. And yeah, it's the camping season. Actually, it's a little late. little, almost felt like summer. It was almost like summer this last week. And I think that Mike mentioned, there is no rain in the forecast for quite a while. So I've been throwing some water on some new grass that in a bit of situation in the front yard. So anyway, Rick, KCAVOA, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. I'll be one and done tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm going to wash my vehicle tomorrow, so more than likely it's going to rain here soon. Other than that, not a whole lot new going on. I have not had a lot of time to play with radio. I've still been working on the camper and still rubbing it out. I'm seeing daylight here at the end of the tunnel as far as removing the oxidation on it. Fiberglass shell on there, and it's oxidized pretty good. So it's polishing up decent, but it's taking a lot of work and so forth. And once I get that done, I've got a little bit of caulking to do and get some wax on it afterwards. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control 73, everybody, KC8VOA.
Okay there, real good, Rick, and I'm ahead of you. I took and washed my truck today, so it should be raining tomorrow. I probably won't be. My next project, I gotta wash the RV, and I probably will start up on the roof and get it washed, and then wash the rest of it. Washed the roof last year, and makes a difference. It keeps it. You gotta keep it clean. Gotta keep that roof clean to make sure that it stays in good shape as it is. WDW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins before I go down to the 7-3 round?